Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Out the Wild West, brand new kicks and white tees, my style fresh, talking fly to every shorty walking by, she could get it, for the summer, but at least give me a weekend with it, yeah. Summertime shootouts, the Wild West, give it up like a gun press to your sundress, running game like a summer tournament, smoke some, sip some with a player on the bench, love. It's all or nothing for the summer. Just copping, we ain't cupping for the summer. Playlist popping, let it shuffle for the summer. Me and this fly chick with a duffel for the summer. It's like a carry-on, marijuana marathon. On them nice Saturdays, people be getting married on. But we just trying to catch the party, flip it like a spatula shorty. Got bands matching Cardi, strippers like the bachelor party. I'm a butt smacker when I'm off the nutcracker. Barry Sanders on hold, hell of a cutbacker. Back up, too much act up. Ain't no cash behind you, I got too much back up. I mean, paper keep coming, can't do nothing but sack it. Swag too crazy, can't do nothing but jack it. My studio's a padded room, I'm flowing like I had a shroom. Should've dropped this for the summer, like the sun I had in June. Lord. Summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Brand new kicks and white tees, my style fresh. Talking fly to every shorty walking by, she could get it. For the summer, but at least give me a weekend with it. Yeah. Summertime shootouts, the Wild West. Give it up like a gun press to your sundress. Running game like a summer tournament. Smoke some, sip some with a player on the bench. Love. Hey yo, LA for the winter, New York City for the summer. Gotta bring you with me, you too pretty for my number. No time for hoping you call. I mean, girl, you so dope, I might go through withdrawal. Fall in love for the summer, then elope in the fall. You ain't even got a pack soon as they open the mall. She can hit it, she can get it, she could get it. Yeah, she could get it. It's too early for the titles, but feel like we committed. It's the Bay Cave. Next game's at the Bay Clays. Bustin' off in the bed, soundin' like 8Ks. Brrrat, brrrat, brrrat. All up in it, like where that? Never had a real one in your life, took care of that. When you with the gold chains on, you hear that. Bling, bling. Every time I hit it from the back, bling, bling. Go around and go another round, dang, dang. Yeah, that money got me on my Mayweather. Gone for the winter, leasing to that Mayweather. It's too cold back home, might have to stay weather. Never did this before, don't ever say never.
TM Hyman Radio Live.
Coming to you live out of Atlanta, J-Hop Informer. We missing our sound beds on this board, folks. But thanks for rocking with us. It's hump day. It's a social lab, TM Hyman Radio, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Again, coming to you live out of Atlanta tonight. Let's go out to Charlotte. where Kizzy Boston's hanging out. Welcome to the show.
Well, well, well. What's going on? What's going on? How do you do? Good afternoon in the morning time.
Yes. What do you do, Kizzy?
Yes, Kizzy Sunshine. Yes, it has been spoken.
Sunshine is her name, 2016. Kizzy Sunshine. Let's go all the way out to Plant City, that place they call Itty Bitty. Itty Bitty is out there in the Tampa Bay area. Hot chocolate. Welcome to the show. Huh?
Hey, hey, everybody. What's happening?
Hey, how's the fam?
Yeah.
We're good. We are good. We are good. Everybody's maintaining. Got back to work this week. A little bit of, you know, normalcy in my life. So, yeah.
Catch up to do, you know.
Absolutely. Yeah. Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Let's go up to that DMV area. What I do say, Jane's hanging out. What up, say? Talking on me, we can't hear you.
Oh, no,
nah,
yeah, my boy.
What?
I was saying it's brick ass out here. It's 25 degrees out this joint, B.
You got a little bit of heat there, though, with that summertime shootout, though. That's hot,
yeah,
right
I mean,
there.
Yeah, I mean,
that.
That song is tough right there, man. You know what I mean?
The whole joint is solid.
He got a couple joints on there.
Don't be a hater all your
life. I'm not hating.
Exactly. You
got to
give it up sometimes. I mean, goddamn. Even I give it up sometimes. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Can I get a word in? I'm just saying, I have this conversation with a lot of people. Yo, son, word. I mean, I have this conversation with a lot of people about Fab. You know what I mean? Like, and I'm not taking nothing away from his artistry. Son is dope. You know what I mean? But I just can't find him in the same sentence with top 10 MCs of all time. I can't. Not yet.
Hey, no, I didn't say that. I said
that the
mixtape was solid.
What I'm saying is because a lot of people saying that Fab, you know what I'm saying, I'm not saying he's not a good artist. I bank with his music, you know what I'm saying? But he only be having a few joints per project, and then that be it. You know what I mean?
That's the consistency.
But I'm saying, you know what I mean?
He does better on mixtape releases than he does on albums.
The Summertime Shootout has maybe 12 to 15 joints on it, and I would say 8 of them are solid.
Okay, I'm not sure how the top of the show has turned into a Billboard review.
Right.
However, we are here to help you get over the hump. We are here to help you get over the hump. Tonight. Hey, tonight's topic is not about Fab. Just in case you make
it not.
Right now, it's not about that. Tonight's topic is actually posing a question. Would you actually hire a private investigator for a mate? Have you hired a private investigator for a mate? That's our actual topic. Well, we got music gurus who are sensitive to hip-hop on this show, as you don't already know.
Very.
As you already know.
If you don't know, now you know.
It's the Social Lab. We'll be right back. TMI Radio Live. The crew.
To the moped store, what's uppers? Salesman's like, what up, what's your budget? And I'm like, honestly, I don't know nothing about mopeds. He says, I got the one for you, follow me. Ooh, it's too real, chromed out mirror, I don't need a windshield, banana seat, a canopy on two wheels, 800 cash, that's a hell of a deal. I'm headed downtown, cruising through the alley, tiptoeing in the street like ballet, pulled up moped to the ballet, white walls on the wheels like mayonnaise. Dope, my crew is ill, and all we need is two good wheels. Got cash in the tank, cash in the bank, and a bad little mama with a in my face. I'ma lick that, stick that, break her off, kick cash, suck her in backstage. You don't need a wristband. Killing the game, about to catch a body. Past the heartbeat, dookie on the Ducati. T
Timberland, Khaled, Scott Storch, Birdman, go. Man, everybody got Bugattis, but I'ma keep a hella 1987. Head into the dealership and drop a stack and cop a Kawasaki. I'm stunning on everybody, hella raw pesto wasabi. I'm so loaded, my cojones almost dragging on the concrete. My seat is leather, our bottom line is pleather, but girl, we can still ride together. You don't need an Uber, you don't need a cab, or get a bus pass. You got a moped, man. She got 1988 Mariah Carey hair, very rare. Mom jeans on her derriere, throwing up the wet side as we throw in the air. Stop by Pipe Place, throwing fish to a pond.
Downtown.
Sounded like a French pimp thump back in the day. I take it to Ponderay and I watch her skate. I mean water ski, ollie ollie oxen free. I'm perusing down fourth and they watching me. I do a headstand and eagle lands on my seat. Well hello, but baby the kickstand ain't free. Now do you or do you not wanna ride with me? I got one girl, I got two wheels. She a big girl, that ain't a big deal. I like a big girl, I like them sassy. Going down a back street, listening to Black Street. Running around the whole town, neighbors yelling at me like you need to slow down. Going 38, Dan, chill yourself out. Mow your damn lawn and sit the hell down. If I only had one helmet, I would give it to you, give it to you. Cruising down Broadway, girl, what a wonderful view, wonderful view. There's layers to this ish player, tiramisu, tiramisu. Let my coattail drag, but I ain't tiramisu, tiramisu.
Radio Live 13. Labby Girl, Hot Chocolate, Save Jaden, Madam CeeLo Boston, and the General. Getting you over your hump here on TM Hama Radio Live. The topic tonight, would you have your mate followed by a private investigator? Have you had your mate followed by a private investigator? 917-889-3926 is the number to weigh in. And I'm a little torn at this. I never have. Let me just say that first and foremost. But I'm not sure that I would. I am a firm believer of what goes on in the dark will come out in the light. Or, you know, if I'm meant to know, if I need to know about it, it's going to, you know, be brought to my attention in some way, shape, or form. I'm not real big on having somebody else do my dirty work for me. Like, if I'm going to do the PI, I'm going to, you know, I'm round the girls up. We're going to black out. We're going to, you know, jump, hop in the hoopty, you know, dip the seats back low, and we're going to do it ourselves. Like, I don't want it third party. I need it firsthand. So I don't think I would.
Yeah, for me, I think it's a little over the top, right? I'm thinking, first of all, a PI is kind of expensive. But
heck yeah.
Like this, if I gotta hire somebody, unless I have like a significant investment that's all tied up and tangled up in contracts and I gotta prove a point. Now, if I gotta prove a point, I might hire a couple of PIs because I need my side well protected. But outside of that, I mean, if I gotta hire somebody to track you down and snoop around, we probably just don't need to be together.
That's how I feel.
True.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, that's like, just like you saying, that's just too much. I needed one with this chick that I moved to Atlanta for back in the day. Cause
you needed
to do it. Oh my God, did I? This chick was in Milwaukee doing dirt behind my back, then going back home to New York to do dirt behind my back. You know what I mean? All kinds of stuff. Just feeding me all kinds of nonsense. But I was my first time in love, so you know, I ate it up. You know what I mean? I didn't tend to question stuff until things weren't adding up.
But you didn't do your research, huh?
No, I did my research, but the thing was this.
No, he was with that thing whipped.
Yeah, I was. That was my first time in love. Hell, I moved across the country for this chick. Moved across the country for her. Didn't even finish college yet. She was just graduating, went into, you know what I'm saying, going into her career and everything. Moved across the country for her. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was in it. No, I was nose wide open, both feet in. You know what I'm saying? Underwater, swimming. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And, yeah, it was bad. And like I said, and it was just the things fell apart between us. You know what I mean? It was a breakdown in communication, and she decided to do her own thing. And what didn't want to tell
me. Was it that you didn't know her character or it didn't matter because it was just good like that?
It was kind of a combination of both. You know what I'm saying? It was good to me, but I didn't put the pieces together in time in order to really understand the caliber of woman that she was. You know
what
I'm saying?
Were there warning
like,
signs that you think you ignored?
Not in the beginning. As things progressed and more opportunities came her way to what she was used to, because I got her at the humble part of her life. You know what I'm saying? What she's used to is highfalutin, you know, high traffic, high volume interaction with society. You know what I mean? Very in the public eye, you know, was dealing with Stephon Marbury when they was in high school. You know what I'm saying, before he went to Georgia Tech. So that's the kind of who she was used to being around. You know what I'm saying, high-profile type stuff. And, you know, probably like me working at Finish Line in college wasn't cutting the mustard after a while, after she had got her masters making 70 grand in Atlanta back in 98, 99. You know what I mean? That it was just conflict of interest and opportunities coming her way. And she had a heart to say, look, you know what I'm saying, I don't think I could do it no more. So she was just, you know, acted up enough for me to say, all right, well, I'm done. And that's how it had to end up.
Right.
So,
Boston, would you hire, have you ever thought about hiring, have you hired a PI?
No. I wouldn't. Because I hardly call somebody that I deal with. So I know good, hell, and well, I'm not going to send somebody to look for you. If you ain't here with me, I don't get into all that.
That's
I don't even
funny.
Care where you're going. Like, you know, are you coming back home? All right, see you then. You know, I'm not. And not even to jump, you have my friends take me nowhere. I never did that neither.
Crazy. I'm jumping in the hoops.
Now, somebody date me, you know, people I've dealt with may want to have a private investigator follow me, you know.
Yeah, you're the crazy one.
Yeah.
Hey, we want to hear your story tonight. It's 919. Hey, 917-893-9926. Would you hire a private investigator for your mate? We know some of y'all would and have. Hey, we want to hear it. It's Social Live, helping you get over the hump. TM Hobbit Radio. We'll be right back.
Na 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 kill them with you now. Na 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 kill them with you, kill them with you, kill them with the head die, kill them with you now. Make a boy know you're not blow. It's like kill him with the know. No boy ain't got no secret for your woe woe. It's like kill him with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. It's like kill him with the know. Tell them to be a gun to so. Me why you skin your teeth and make me see. If you're sure from your phone, say you never tweet. You wanna freak, one man you keep. And him never yet complain, say you're deep. You make your bow, you no answer to yo. Wanna one man assembly, a so-so. Knit up your bro, make a guy know. Say him be moving blow, oh. And sing again, heads high. Kill them with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Heads high, kill them with the know. Make a boy know you wanna pop his show, oh, oh. Heads high, kill them with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. Tell them Vegas said so. Me wanna hear you scream. If your mouth clean, no man never rub your hint in no ice cream. You no smell green like saline. You will fresh and have a healthy hygiene. Some assuming while you keep blooming. Like a pretty little lily in the morning. You're not crawling, friends are them darling. When you're rising, them keep falling. Nothing I can hit die. Kill them with you know. Just make a boy know you're not blow. It's die. So, me while you scream, rock out, wind up your body. Hanging at the air, car, you wanna ray ray. One chip alone, can duck from the face. And a boy, Mike, you're no DJ. I sing again, head die, kill them with the know. Just make a punk, know you're not blow. Head die, kill them with the know. No boy, can't take a yuppie, papi, so whoa, whoa. Head die, kill them with the know. Just make a punk, know you're not blow. Them Vegas say so. Me while you skin your teeth and make me see. If you're sure from your bones, say you never do it. You wanna freak, a one man you keep. And him never yet complain, say you're deep. You make your bow, you no answer to yo. And a one man assembly, you're so show. Knit up your eyebrow, make a boy know. Say him be moving blow, whoa, whoa, whoa. Head die, kill him with the know. Just make a boy know you're not blow.
Radio live, yo. That was dope. That was a nice little flashback right there. Look, I am Kizzy Sunshine. Yes, that's what I'm going by from now on.
Kizzy.
And we got Mr. Hyman. We got Hot Chocolate and Sweethead. Tonight we are talking about, would you hire a private investigator to follow your mate? I mean, like I told you guys, if I got to send somebody to look for you, I don't need to be with you in the first place. Like, that's too much. That's too much energy. Have y'all seen, like, do y'all know anybody that, like, had a PI follow their partner?
Yes.
Nope.
How did that turn out?
My friend, who will remain nameless, but had not had anyone follow, did pose a question. She and I were talking about the show before the show. And I asked her if she would, and she said that she would not, simply because she didn't know if once she got the information from the PI, if, you know, she would have the courage to, you know, to use the information for, you know, what it was worth. If it was bad information, if she would leave, you know, if she would have the, you know, the cojones to do what she needed to do. And that's a very interesting question, too. Some people may jump the gun in the action of getting the PI to, you know, they just have to know, they want to know, but once you get the information, what do you do with it? You know,
right.
Some people really aren't strong enough to leave. They just
right.
Want
I mean,
because
that's no different. It's a strange, when you look at it, from one point of view. It's a stranger going off of the information you gave them to look
right.
and watch someone else. And it's like, but if a friend came and told you they saw Timmy at the mall with some chick, you know, I mean, I know nobody did Timmy, but
he's
on the mall or something, and, you know, you tell your girlfriend, and she's like, why, you know, don't be telling me nothing about him. If I don't see it myself, then, you know, it don't
right.
mean nothing. There are a lot
right.
of people out there like that.
But, you know, the private eye is supposed to be, they're acting as your eye, so it should be good enough for you, or as good as you seeing it yourself, because you paid the money for them to go and find out what you, you know, said you wanted to know. So what do you do with the information
right.
after that?
Hey, I feel like this. If I'm going to get a private eye, though, I want a private eye like the private eyes on Cheetahs. Call
yes.
me when you see them.
Or Parco. I don't know if y'all watch Parco.
I want to roll out in the van with the
absolutely.
Camera.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
watch out, Joey. Let me get.
Coloring. I knew it. I knew that was his phone number.
Hey, man. Yeah. You ever heard of the saying, some rocks are best left unturned?
Yeah.
Hey.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt.
The best.
You know
phone.
What I'm saying? It's like, it's like, you know, some like, just kind of like back to your point, Gina, you know, what you going to do once if you do find out your premonitions are accurate? You know what
yeah.
I mean? Is that just something that's going to make you, you know, wallow in the muck and mire of the relationship more? Or are you going to, like you said, have, you know, bone up and do something about it?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Cause
you snuffing him out? Or what you going
to? Yeah, what's it going to be? Barbecue and mildew. You know what I'm saying? What you going to
yeah,
do?
Exactly.
Man? So, you
exactly.
know what I mean? So, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of people be thinking they be wanting to know stuff. But then when they find out about it, they don't really
they ain't really
want
to know.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And a little truth.
Yep. Like, you know what I mean? That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you know, that's why I never go, like, you know what I'm saying? Going back to my situation I was talking about, I never wanted to know anything, but it was just like, it was too much things just weren't adding up that I just had to question something. You know what I mean? It was just like,
mm-hmm.
and one thing I say, and for those out there, for those out there that actually have, you know, I would say wandering characteristics about themselves or wandering habits about themselves, if you're trying, now, nowhere am I condoning the behavior, but just, look, my thing is, if you're going to be a monkey, be a gorilla. If you're going to do it right. Now, a quick point of reference when I say that is don't change up your routine. Once you change your routine and your pattern of something that's regular, the red flag is automatically flying up. I promise you. Because that's how I caught on to what she was doing. The routine
right.
wasn't the same. You know what
yes,
I'm saying?
Yeah.
All these times you wanted me to take you to the airport, but this time you decide to take the train. Because you know when I walked, this was before all the security measures were going. This was in 98. All the security measures wasn't in place yet. Okay? So you could walk the party up to the gate
mm-hmm.
and get your final goodbye,
you
your
could.
Hug and all of
you
that.
You definitely
you know
could. Yep.
So were you telling me you going to Baltimore, but then you ended up in Milwaukee?
Oh, man.
You dig what I'm saying? I wouldn't have found that out. I would have found that out if I'd have walked your ass to the terminal. You know what I'm saying? So... that's what I'm saying. Don't change. If you want to do it right. Watch your routine. Watch your patterns. Because women are smart. And some men may play dumb, but we really taking notes. You know what I'm saying? So that's just a word of a tidbit of advice.
Hey, and good advice it is, my friend. Hey, it's 9:29. Which helping you get over the hump, providing good advice. Hey, don't change.
For all the wrong reasons, though, right? keep a 50-mile radius, too, if you want to do it. 50-mile radius.
We'll be right back in the
yeah,
same lab.
It'll work out easier. Sleep in paradise, David Bowie. PM, the number is 917-889-3926, TM Hymer Radio Live, Social Lab. Still tuning with the baddest radio show, internet radio show in the world, Craig. He is TM Hymer. They are Madam Kizzy Sunshine Boston and Hot Chocolate. I'm your boy, Babe James. We are. Yeah, I mean, hey, man. I practice this, man. See how fluently that rolls
he
out?
Did.
So I, you saw how fluently that all came together?
What?
Yo, man. Effortless, man. Seamless. Yo, that was right there. That was David Bowie with that Fame. That was a good sample.
That's
who sampled that joint? Who sampled that? Y'all should know it. It's an easy one. Who sampled it and made a hip-hop song out of it back in the 80s?
Back in the 80s?
In the 80s.
Slow?
Late 80s. Late 80s. Nope. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, hip-hop heads.
Sugar Hill Gang. Sugar Hill Gang.
What?
Nah, son. You off.
Oh, not in the 80s.
I don't know.
EPMD.
Give us a hint.
With the same song. Same. It wasn't me. It wasn't. Yeah.
I forgot.
Remember
about
that joint off the Strictly Business album? Wasn't me.
Yeah.
Was the name.
Mm-hmm.
That's terrible, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you the hip hop informer,
yeah.
TM. Come on, man.
I failed on that one, brother.
You the hip hop, you coined yourself that. It's your hip hop.
We all failed.
Hey, I keep it that one, brother.
Exactly.
I didn't know the damn song.
Yeah, man.
Give us all a C. Give us a C.
Nah, y'all failed because
like
the name 80, of the song.
Right,
the name of the song was the
school.
Same name. It was the same name.
Do
as the song
it.
I just played.
What? Do another one.
Okay,
nah,
DJ, who knows everything.
Nah, man, come on, man. Y'all got to get up on your game. All right, anyway, back to the topic at hand.
Appreciate it.
Would y'all hire a private investigator to keep up with your loose-footed loved one over there?
Nope.
Okay. Loose-footed.
You know what?
Hey, man.
That one.
Hey, you know what? You know what? I heard a great analogy somebody had told me a long time ago. It was saying that how it was like right now the point that I'm at, I'm a dark shoes ninja, right? What I mean by that is when I walk the streets at night, I gotta wear dark shoes so I can blend in to do my dirt. I'm trying to graduate gold shoes ninja, so I can wear them joints during the daytime, during the sunlight, and I won't miss a beat neither. When you get to the gold shoes ninja, doing something, yo. OG.
That's serious.
Did you get the grass?
That's serious. With the gold shoes.
The gold shoes, because you can wear them in the sunlight and blend in wherever you go. But right now, he got to wear the dog shoes because he's going to creep at night. He ain't got his game that tight yet. You feel me?
Okay, so who is...
Feel me with no hands on that one.
With no hands.
With no hands.
I don't.
That was so deep. That was so deep, you would have to be drunk to understand it.
Not really.
Wow.
That made me take my medication and ask you to repeat that.
Word. She's trying to graduate to the gold shoes ninja. That's what they told. That's what he told me.
Made me think of the Wizard of Oz. Or the Oz.
Yeah.
Or the Wizard of Oz.
That's what he told me.
The gold shoe ninja.
I mean, I got an old saying, too. You ready to grip the grass? I mean,
what?
Old person.
You gonna do what?
What
this old man said to a young?
You
ready to grip the grass?
Grip the grass.
That sounds perverted coming from an old man.
What were you gripping the grass?
Hey, the old man pretty much meant that he knocked the young boy out. And he'll be gripping the grass trying to get up and get away.
Wow.
So he's like, you ready to grip the grass?
That is some OG.
Yeah, it is some OG status. Hey, talk right
he
there.
Was drunk. Okay, so, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, y'all, call him 917-893-923. What's your best OG statement that was told to you on the front of the bodega one time, man?
Grip
like
the grass.
Right. Grip the grass.
Oh, boy.
Ever in my life.
Hey, we drink Pepsi
that's
on it.
That's crazy. They stop drinking that poison.
Okay, so let me...
Absolutely.
Let me flip the question. In the private eye or in that realm, would you act as a private eye for your friend?
Hell no.
I have before. I have
to. But it was indirect.
What was the end result?
It was indirect.
No, I mean directly. Like, yo, I need you to go, you know, go see what Shorty's doing and come back and report to me.
Oh, yeah. I never went on a mission like that before.
Yeah. I have.
Wait, what happened?
What was the result, TM?
And ultimately, you know, it was a situation where I kind of had to, you know, play the middleman and kind of just, you know, bring them back together over a bogus situation. Bogus in the sense that, you know, see, I don't believe tit for tat works in a marriage. because, you know, tit for tat went without facts and strictly based off of emotions is a problem. And so a lot of times things is really a misunderstanding. And it's about, well, I want you to think I did something. And so it was a situation where you did dirt, she did dirt. But I think in this situation, ultimately, she wanted you to think she was doing something.
Mm-hmm.
That whole tit-for-tat situation. So, you know,
that sounds about right.
Really, I played the mediator and kind of helped them both understand that they was both foul and they needed to just kind of let this one go, take it for the team. I kind of played that kind of role. I never wanted to see, you know, I mean, come on, people break up over BS. It's too hard, especially when you've put invested years. And, I mean, this couple pretty much, I believe they were together like 7 years, right? And I believe if you can make it beyond 3 years, then you could probably make it.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. You know, that was the situation. I was the spy to pretty much validate that it really wasn't what you thought it was.
Okay.
I'll say five years. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to jump
in. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
I say five. If you can make it past 5 years, then I think you're golden. Because still a lot can happen. In 2 years is still a long time. You know what I'm saying? For something to transpire. And depending on how long the relationship was going on prior to the marriage would have a lot to do with it also, I believe, too. So I would say it's...
Well, that's coming from a married man. That's coming from a married man, folks. For me, I only say 3 years because I apply everything to business. That's a married man speaking. So I really
but
go
at
with
the
business.
Same time, you could still use a five because they always say, what's your 5-year plan? And businesses also. So that's still very apropos for the time frame. Think about it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can't get a business loan. Nobody's looking at you unless you've been in business for 3 years. That's all I'm saying.
Right, that's okay. I understand what you're saying. That makes sense.
Yeah,
but like I said, I digress, though. I digress, but
are calibrated, brother. We calibrated.
Dig it. But yeah, I think that's a real situation. Now that tip of tat stuff, that's real deal though, man. Because I dealt with a chick that did just that, was trying to do stuff, wasn't doing it, but wanted to portray like they was doing stuff to get a rise out of me. You know what I mean? To kind of make me pay attention more to a situation that I may have not been as, you know, staunch on as she would have liked me to be. You know what I mean? And I think that's a foul game.
What was that word, brother? What was that word? Was that staunch?
Staunch.
Staunch.
Yeah. Staunch. That wasn't that big of a vocabulary word, man.
Okay. Okay.
That wasn't that big.
Says the dude. Okay, it wasn't a big word. Hey, we'll be right back. This is so
staunch. It wasn't.
Is lame and you know it now. When the real nigga hold you down, you supposed to drown. Bam. Bam.
Uh-huh, honey.
What you doing in the club on a Thursday? She said she only here for a girl birthday. They order champagne but still look thirsty. Rock forever 21 but just turned 30. I know I got a bad reputation. Walk around always mad reputation. Leave a pretty girl sad reputation. Start a fight club, rad reputation. I turned the nightclub bad at a basement. I turned the plane around, your ass keep complaining. How you gonna be mad on vacation? Dutton running around all these Jamaicans. This that prime, this that what we do, don't tell your moms. This that red cup all on the launch. Got a fresh cut straight out the salon.
I know you're tired of loving.
just a word, paint a thousand pictures. One good girl is worth a thousand bitches. Bam! Wanna f*** you hard in the sink. After that, give you something to drink. Step back, can't get my f*** on the mink. I mean, damn, what would Jerome, Romy, Romy, Rome think? Hey, you remember where we first met? Okay, I don't remember where we first met. But hey, admitting is the first step. You know, ain't nobody perfect. And I know, with the hoes, I got the worst rep. But, ay, the backstroke, I'm trying perfect. Ay, yo, we made the Thanksgiving. So, ay, maybe we can make it to Christmas. She asked me what I wish for on my wish list. Have you ever asked your bunch of other bitches? Maybe we could still make it to the church step. But first, you gon' remember how to forget. After all these long ass verses, I'm tired, you tired, Jesus wept.
Hey, thanks for rocking with us. Hey, log on to tmhymanradio.com. Drop your email. We want to get the newsletter to you. Hey, happy new year, 2016. Again, thanks for rocking. Hey, I saw on the last report almost 120,000 listeners. We appreciate you. Much love.
Wow.
Yeah.
They must be attracted to the vocabulary. Hopefully, I don't get I don't get excoriated. Hopefully, I don't get excoriated for my.
I just staunched, and we appreciate you. That's what I just learned.
Hey, I need
hopefully, I don't get excoriated for it any later.
Almost some of you 120,000 listeners to hit us up on our email at TM Hyman Radio. TMHymanRadio.com, right? Yes.
Yeah.
So hot chalk at TM Hyman Radio. Tell me what words you want saved to help me spell that I can't pronounce. Do that.
Well, we're about to have a spelling bee.
It's big words, isn't it? Yeah.
All of you seem to be of the same ilk with your response to my big words.
Hey. Really?
We know how to spell too. Be quiet.
You just be there to help me out with my papers when I get back in school.
Ilk is a 3-letter word. Not that big of a word.
You know what? I'm gonna need you to find a 3-letter word to grab you. Besides ass.
Wow.
Oh, goodness. Yes, that was right off the top. Yeah, I'm gonna take my meds. I ain't messing with y'all.
Hey, 917-3926. Hey, listen, Browning, a private investigator, would you actually hire one? No one on the show, is embracing the idea of a private investigator for a mate. But, I mean, think outside of relationships. You know, what is a practical reason that someone would actually hire a private investigator. For me, again, I think I mentioned it. If I had some kind of vested, you know, interest in you know, I'm thinking monetary, right, and I needed to prove something in order to get my coins, I'm thinking I'm hiring a private investigator. Outside of that, I really can't think of a good reason to hire a private investigator. I mean,
well, like, say if you have a prenup and, you know, one of the stipulations is, you know, if either of you cheat, you know, you forfeit, you know, everything that you would have gotten had you stayed faithful.
That's that interest. Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, it goes along with what you were saying.
Yeah,
and then maybe if, like, say you two, like, one of y'all work in town, the other one, quote unquote, works out of town. Most of the time, like, say for instance, if a woman didn't know how you were, Tim, and she worked, you know, worked inside, but you travel a lot with your job, so I, you know, like a woman who doesn't know you and know
what
person you are, you know what I mean? They may feel some type of way and be like, "Well, I'm gonna send a PI, make sure he going to Wyoming like he said he was," or you know what I mean?
Wow.
And
yeah, like, what the hell?
A lot of guys have done that. I mean, that's how a lot of families are. Like, truck drivers and stuff like that, having two and three families.
Right.
Yeah. Hey. You know, I can go with a lot of reasons
That's too much, though, man.
I just don't care enough to.
That's just too much to keep up with, though, man, to have other families and other states and stuff. And that's just too much, man. Like, yo. You know, right before I settled down, it was just too much to have to deal with, like, four or five women at a time. Too much. Women, y'all get comfortable after a while when y'all hang around the same dude. Yeah, I mean, the crew that I hung out with, it was a thing that we had to have a starting lineup, a starting five. And that's how we played. And
really?
It was pretty – no, I mean, hey, it worked. Because each person served its own purpose, and you know, you had your point guard. That was your go to. That was your, you know, that was your go out chick. That was your, you know, we hitting the town with our ladies. You know, go get your point guard. You know what I mean? You got your shooting guard. They the scorer. So you know that.
Oh, I totally understand.
You know what I'm saying? That's
tell
that's
them about it.
You know, you can always score with. You know what I mean? Regardless. You got your wingman if you need somebody, you know, to go out with you, whatever. If it happened, it happened. If it don't, it don't. You know, it's all good. You know what I mean? Your power forward, your center, that's just what they are. You know what I'm saying? You bring this one out, she's going to be center of attraction. You don't really take her out too much because, you know, that's too much eyes on her. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Power forward. You know what I mean?
Someone might see you. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. You dig what I'm saying? So it's like, you know. It was a lot to it. It was well planned out. You know what I mean? It was well sought out. So, you know. But it got tiring after a while. It became very bothersome to have to remember voices. Chicks want to call and just be like, hey. And then when you be like, who's this? They get mad. And it's like, oh, come on. I keep trying to tell you. You're not my shorty. Like, at least I'm being honest with you.
Well, just don't ask who it is. Well, I mean, now it don't count, but yeah, I don't
call
ask
them
who
my
it
baby.
Is. I just say hello.
Who,
let
me?
Them talk.
Please. Negative. Negativity.
Baby booing, sweetie.
Anyway, yo, check this out, though. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a quick break and come back and close the show out. This one right here, I'm going to go back a couple years back, man, Lou, because that's how I was acting when I had my star five.
Look me in my face, I ain't got no words, I ain't got no words, see them strong keep me up, so I ain't got no words, I ain't got no words, I ain't got no worries. You see money right there, that's Gucci right there, yeah, that's Mac Man right there. Everybody should be worried. Them be purring, be digging me. I feel buried. And if she makes this hard, she woke up sleeping giant. Man, yo, speak in tongues. Every time we speak in private, hope your barber shop open. Cause we got.
have to bear with us in that Jeep with the doors off. That mean that sleep. All these bitches think it a dish. I send them up creek. You see, don't you? Right here. Give me ideas. It's okay if you turn up. Just don't turn off my light years. All I know is I do it. What I'm smoking, I grew it. These are blood gang, pyru it. All rats gotta die, even Stewart. On my private jet and my steward. This is your bitch. I know gold diggers and ditch diggers. You don't get this, you get disfigured. She say sorry, I didn't say. So that she is a little furry. I put that in my face. I ain't got no worries. So she
look me in my face. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. I ain't got no worries. See them strong and keep me up. So I ain't got no worries.
Yeah.
I ain't got no worries.
Who you
I ain't got no worries. You see money right there.
She ain't got no worries. She want me to eat her sugar. I say, why you in a hurry? She say, why you asking questions? I say, you trying to be funny? Now take them clothes off. Let me see that donkey cone. Now swing your ass back and forth. Back and forth on my monkey bar. That toe, that toe. No worries, no pantyhose. These falling off like baggy clothes. I smoke more than a magic show. I swear I saw my, I swear she was with my. You know I f***ed them both.
Yo, this dude right here is comedy.
He's dying to say the line. Dying to.
Yo, I was waiting on that one. Oh, man, 957. We got 3 minutes left of the show. 917-893-26 number to dial, man. And we waiting on y'all to call in and tell us what vocabulary word you want to throw at me to see if I know a definition for. And I guarantee you, I might not know it, but I just might.
Okay, but well, we can't look it up. How about that?
And then if I do know it, I'm going to bloviate about it a whole lot more when I do.
Okay? I know that's right. So, you're going to elaborate or bloviate.
That's
what
not
you
what
just said.
Bloviate.
Right.
Bloviate.
Yeah, don't that mean
bloviate.
The same thing? Expansion.
No.
What does it mean?
No.
What does it mean then?
Talking in a braggadocious manner. That's all.
Braggadocious.
Oh, okay. Being an ass.
Sure.
Yes.
Hey, man. That's what I do best, man. Do we best? Hey, man, it's not cocky.
We going to stay on
baby.
These three-letter words around
I'm
here.
I'm a New Yorker, man. It's not cocky. It's confidence, man. Just know that.
Hey,
know
I
that.
You.
Yes. Well, guess
know
what?
That.
We'll be back Friday, though. How about that? For more nonsense.
9 p.m.
Yeah.
Yes. And I'm going to play the music that I want to hear. Look, no, it's not just me.
And she'll be braggadocious while she does it.
Yeah, I mean, hey, what y'all trying to say? You ain't like what I played tonight?
That's what we said.
How do y'all say that? Huh? I said that.
That was you saying, Boston?
She owned it. She owned it.
I'm sending shots your way direct. Ain't no.
Whatever, you just mad.
Machine gun
shot,
too.
That's all it is.
I love you as a DJ.
You're
a jerk as a friend. Yeah. What?
You want to Google, but you don't know how to spell it. That's the problem. You're just mad.
Exactly.
You want to Google the words that I say. You don't know how to spell it.
It's okay. I got a handheld dictionary I can look through.
Yeah,
I can read.
Yeah, you got a handheld.
The white people taught me how to read. So did.
Handheld something else over there, too, don't you?
You don't believe nothing to the white man says. So yeah, the white man taught me.
Take us home, Hot Chocolate. We up out of here. These fools.
Yes, we are that crew, that team, that network, the craziest.
We're
also in the world, Craig. TM Hymer Radio Live, your girl Hot Chocolate, Madam CeeLo Boston, Save James, the
Kizzy.
General, TM. Oh yes, she's Kizzy today. Toya Coop, Dee Dee, Noke. We love y'all. We'll see you on Friday. Peace.
Yo, where's the short intro at, B? I can't find it.
Are you kidding me?
I
so you say it out loud?
Yo, whatever y'all did. Lapidary's coming soon, y'all. Don't worry about that. I made up for it right there. Yeah.
There you go, baby.
Take that.
Oh, little tink tink.
Take that.
We'll see you Friday.
And my timer was off. So what?
Oh, my God.